With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia intensifying its use of cheap glide bombs to lay waste to cities in eastern Ukraine. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The latest generation of the retrofitted weapons have devastated cities such as Kharkiv, among others. Russia has nearly unlimited supplies of the bombs, which are adapted from Soviet-era stockpiles. Russia has accelerated its destruction of Ukraine's frontline cities in 2024 to a scale previously unseen in the war. An AP analysis has shown Russia has managed to ramp up its attacks using the glide bombs and an expanding network of airstrips. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korea says it will consider sending arms to Ukraine after Russia and North Korea rattled the region by signing a pact to come to each other's defense in the event of war. Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week slipped.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 238,000 from a 10-month high of 243,000 the week before. The four-week average of claims rose by 5,500 to 232,750, the highest since September. Weekly unemployment claims remain at low levels by historical standards, a sign that most Americans enjoy unusual job security.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Internal Revenue Service says a review of 1 million claims by the Employee Retention Credit, representing $86 billion, shows the, quote, vast majority are at risk of being improper. ERC was designed to help businesses retain employees during the pandemic-era shutdowns, but it quickly became a magnet for fraud. This is SRN News. Abortion is down in South Carolina.
State officials say they were averaging over 900 abortions per month before a heartbeat law went into effect. Now the total is less than 200, a decline of about 80%. The South Carolina law bans abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. In fact, most states that have instituted strict limits on abortion have seen a lot less of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a state appeals court. A panel of mid-level appellate judges overturned an earlier decision by an upstate judge to strike the proposed Equal Rights Amendment from the ballot over a procedural error. This is SRN News. Well, Japan's tourism chief reaffirming a target of more than doubling the number of annual visitors to the country. That comes despite some mounting concerns over terrorism. BBC correspondent Celia Hatton.
In March, April, and May this year, Japan hosted 3 million visitors a month. Ichiro Takahashi, the head of Japan's tourism agency, said the goal to raise the number of annual visitors to 60 million was in the realm of possibility. Others are less pleased. Some popular sites in Japan are already groaning under the weight of the crowds. The local authorities in Himeji, western Japan, have expressed concern that their world-famous wooden castle landmark will not support constant foot traffic. And crowd control barriers have been installed this week at Mount Fuji to regulate the numbers of people climbing the famous volcano.
More details at srnnews.com.